Mobile. 7J Mobile.
7J, KN4VWA. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself? I'm probably a little scratchy. I'm still back out here on the backside there, but heading into getting closer to home.
Hey, you and I haven't been on the air enough, and we've been working too much.
Just about every day. Sometimes I'm over on Mount Mitchell when I'm working out towards Asheville. And I've been on HF a little bit, usually in the mornings. I've been working on 160 meters a lot, trying to get DXCC on 160. It's the only band I'm actually, well, not the only one, but that's the one I'm working on right now.
Roger. Yeah, I've got to get me a 160 wire up there, at least something up there. As it stands right now, I can't get up there with the antennas that I got. So I figure I'll just throw me a long dipole up. Well, how's everything else going? I haven't been on the radio much since around middle of November. How are you doing?
It's weird, kind of funny, because when I keyed up the mic and threw my call sign out here just a minute ago, I was thinking to myself, geez, I wonder where Steve's been. I haven't heard him in a long time. I threw my call sign out, and there you were.
How about that? What do they call it? That's Kismet. It was meant to be.
Yep, roger that. Well, I've been doing the antenna maintenance at the house. Got everything pretty well straightened around. I want to work on my 40-meter vertical and get my radial straightened around a little bit. And I am also going to build some sort of a long wire. I haven't quite decided yet, and string it up between the trees. I'm going to see how long I can actually get a wire for 160 and see about doing that. I've got my 160 inverted L with the folded counterpoise, and I worked Japan on 160 last week, so it's doing all right.
Well, was that voice or FT8? Uh-huh. How often are you able to work it on voice?
I haven't done very much on sideband on 160 at all. There's not a lot of people. There's not a lot of DX, sideband DX. I can make contacts, around the United States fairly easily when there's people on, but most of my 160 has been CW or FT8.
Roger, roger. Hey, let me ask you a quick question, just out of curiosity. How high off the ground and how big a circle does a loop need to be for 160?
50 feet off the ground would be great. 60 feet would be even better. I'd have to do a little calculation to tell you how long. Pretty big. My 80-meter loop is like 270 feet. It's the shape of a triangle. It's a horizontal loop in the shape of a triangle. So 160-meter loop is going to be, and that's a quarter wave 80-meter, if I'm not mistaken. So quarter wave 160-meter, I'm thinking, is probably going to be close to 600 feet.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's an interesting concept. Isn't Tom on 160 with a loop?
Tom has got a long wire, maybe a Wyndham, or a dipole, something, one of them, off-center fed Wyndham, maybe, or a dipole, one or the other.
Wyndham.
Hey, Tom, don't you have a loop down there?
No, I have a super loop, but that's, you don't call that a loop. But the other one is the Carolina Wyndham, 265 feet long.
Super loop.
No, you can't. 10 through 80. It's 10 through LTR.
Okay. Well, that answered that question, Bob. So, anyhow, I need to figure out something where I can try to get up on 160. What would you recommend for my place out there, Bob? You've seen my place.
I'm going to put up exactly what Tom's got, a Wyndham about 270 feet, whatever it's supposed to be long. try and get it stretched between a couple of trees and aim it kind of broadside to Europe.
In my place, I really don't have anything as far as trees that I could string it up in.
This is to do some kind of a vertical, and then you need a tree. You know, I've got about a 70-foot tree, and I think I go 70 feet up and then 70 feet to the left on my inverted L. So if you've got a tall tree, you can do that. You know, maybe some kind of a vertical aluminum something. I'm not really sure. You know, you need a long space to work 160.
Yeah, well, I've got that 50-foot tower, and would I do any good trying to do an inverted V?
Yeah, but I don't think you want to do it off that tower.
I'm curious, why not?
Because it'll couple and interact with your beam and your tower, if I'm not mistaken. Tom, go ahead, enlighten us.
You're way ahead of me, Bob. But I think what you said is very accurate. That's the same antenna that the before NGU's got is the Carolina Wyndham Steam. And like Bob says, there's not a great deal of DX on there at all. I hear German on there of an evening, and sometimes an OK or, you know, something, Czech Republic or something that nature, but not a whole lot, and I just don't use it very much.
Yeah, the 160-meter DX, I've been working at it for quite some time now, and I'm up to 60 countries, so I've got 40 more to go before I get to DXCC. I was lucky enough about a week ago to work four new countries on 160 in one evening, but yeah, you need a long wire. You really need a long wire up there, Steve.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I just don't have any trees that I can string in, and, you know, it's an issue for me. I was really hoping I could try to string something on that tower, but, yeah, you're right. It would probably couple with the antennas I got up there. Now, that I've got a Maxcon that takes me up to 80. It's an inverted V, and it does great. And I got on 160 last night, and I heard several stations, but, you know, naturally there's no way that I could get that antenna to tune at 160.
Yeah, well, when you say you heard several stations, that's a very broad statement. If you told me you heard several DX stations, I would say, oh, wow, that sounds pretty good. But if you heard several stations, they're more than likely within the U.S., and, I mean, to me, I think I'm very close to worked all states on 160, but, you know, I'm more interested in DX.
Well, yeah, those last night were all DX stations, and they were quite interesting. They were more Europe and Middle East.
What you heard, what stations you heard, and what time of day, because your best bet is probably going to be their sunrise, which I believe is 8, 9 o'clock, something like that, at night here, something like that. But again, Tom could probably correct me on that.
No, I asked Gary L. one time how he worked DXCC, and of course he did it on CW. On 160, and he said, Tom, it was many, many, many sleepless nights, Steve.
Well, all right. Well, it sounds like it's a non-productive effort on my end, since I don't really have a way I can get up in the air more than about 15, 20 feet max, unless I go across the top of that tower. Now, Maxcon is supposed to have 160 foot wire that is supposed to work, but I don't know. I may just have to investigate that. If it has to be way up, I'll call those folks and see what they say. So, well, anyhow, gentlemen, Always. Thanks for the education. And I just pulled up in front of Bilo. I'm stocking up today, and then my wife and I are going back out. We're going to buy some more. Grocery time. We've let ourselves down after the holidays. We've got to go restock. So I will talk to you guys again soon. Bob, it's good talking to you again. I'm hoping to be back on here some more. And you take it easy traveling back and forth. Tom, I'll talk to you later, bud. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Yeah, ND7J just pulled the driveway, too. Good to hear you, Steve. Tom, always a pleasure. And we'll talk to you both soon. I got to get into the house. ND7J, clear.
Okay, see you later, Mom and Steve. And, Steve, your best bet on shopping for groceries is way early in the morning. And you stay away from a lot of people that way, but I know that may not be an option for you. And I wouldn't lose any sleep over not having 160. That's my opinion. Be thankful you got the other ones. 73, this is 0TR clear. I'm going outside.